You're listening to the All About Symbian podcast. Today, Rafe Blanford reports from the recent Orange partner event, speaking to Ed Kay, asks him about the UIQ Fast Track developer events coming up in the future.
Well, the Fast Track events are going to be taking place in the United States in May 2007. We'll be hosting the first one on the 10th and 11th of May in Boston. And then the Monday and Tuesday afterwards, the 14th to 15th of May, will be in San Francisco.
And what can developers expect to get out of the event? Are you looking to do formal sessions, or is there going to be other stuff as well?
Yeah, so, to kind of start, we actually did an event in Munich in December. And that was very much formal sessions. We had classroom-style presentations and quite interactive workshops with a number of companies that are represented in the ecosystem. The audience, I think, really appreciated that, and there was a whole kind of social networking aspect to the event. So we've wanted to take that aspect, the classroom-style presentations and workshops, but now add in some of the elements of bringing developers into the forefront and giving them a spotlight. So the first day will be imparting information in presentations and workshops. The second day we move into developer spotlight, so developers are able to drive the agenda a bit more. They can book one-on-one meetings with people like Motorola, Sony Ericsson, Handango, UIQ. But also there'll be a kind of speed dating service, and that'll be coupled with things like roundtable developer clinics and specific device advice sessions as well.
So is Fast Track suitable for the technical or the commercial or both?
Well, what we've tried to do is we've tried to combine both the commercial aspects and the technical aspects to ensure that delegates are going away with really a rounded business case on why it's important for them to start targeting UIQ as a platform. So I think that there's a little bit of everything in there. So business development guys, I think we'll find that the commercial tracks are very interesting. There's Motorola, Sony Ericsson, M-Metrics, Handango, QuickOffice, DataViz, they're all going to be talking about channels to market. Astroware are going to be talking about their activities as well. So there's a lot of channels to market, a lot of how you can take advantage of the opportunities. And for the more technically minded, we've got a whole range of sessions that are going to be talking about, you know, how you get started on UIQ, what do you need to know, where do you find it, and some really cool hints and tips sections, so that it should really provide a true practical value to a developer who wants to kick off.
So it's maybe a good idea for companies to bring both their commercial and technical people along, because there's going to be something for everybody.
I think so. I think that would be the ideal thing, that we get both technical and commercial people. Having said that, I think that technical people may find that sitting in on one or two of the commercial tracks gives them a different perspective on why things are done and some of the opportunities as well. Vice versa for the commercial guys, if they sit in on a couple of the technical tracks, it just gives them a broader scope of, you know, what's going on and where we can be doing things.
And with the Fast Track, I know one of the things you like to do is make sure people go away with a complete development solution for developing on the UIQ platform, and you give them the UIQ SDK and the development kit. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so what we really look to do is our intention is at the Fast Track events is that the delegates will go away with everything they need to get started on developing for UIQ. So, you know, in a lot of events, you'll go away with a bag full of CDs and documentation and a lot of marketing material and things like that. This is all great, but I think that, you know, one of the things that really drives the adoption of the platform is access to devices. So we've been able to work with Motorola and Sony Ericsson. Our two licensees are going to be providing handsets, so every delegate will be leaving with a handset on top of on top of all the other tools and SDKs and material that we're going to be providing.
And that's great news, because there's no substitute for developing and being able to target on a real device.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the emulator is there, and it gives you some valuable kind of insight into the performance. But at the end of the day, if you can use actual hardware, see what the performance is like, see if there are any issues that you need to solve, that's the perfect solution.
So if developers want to register to come along to this event, what do they need to do?
It's a fairly simple process. They just need to go to the UIQ developer portal, which is developer.uiq.com. And there's a link to the Fast Track event, and they can just literally click on the link and register there. I know that space in the hotels is fairly tight at the moment, so I think we've negotiated some discounts for hotel accommodation if that's required. There is a registration fee to kind of cover some of the initial costs of getting the devices and things like that. But basically, they go to the site, register, then we'll be really happy to see them in San Francisco and Boston.
Great. Thank you very much, Ed. And we'll be at the Fast Track event, and I'll be bringing some coverage live from there. I look forward to seeing you there.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Rafe.
Thanks, Ed.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast, www.allaboutsymbian.com, copyright 2006.